Marty, good to see you.
Good to be back. Thank you.
All right. We start this week with a look ahead to next weekend. The Las Cruces Bulletin is the place to look if you want to know about some big festivals coming up next weekend.
That's right. It's kind of ironic that that two wineries are having live music festivals on the same day. And one of them is the Red, White, and Blues Festival at St. Clair Winery. Now, they've held it in August in the past, but apparently they've been rained out. I wasn't here last year, but they get those monsoons, you know, during that season. So they moved it deliberately up to April. So it's on the 22nd, and there's three local bands that are going to be playing, and it's going to be fun. And at the same time, Lavinia down in La Union is opening with their spring festival, both Saturday the 22nd and Sunday the 23rd. There'll be three acts each day, so there'll be six acts altogether down there.
I have been to that event, and it is quite an event. So it's a lot going on next weekend. Some people, I bet, will go to both of them. So.
You're looking at one. I'm going to make it both on Saturday and maybe go on Sunday, too.
All right. Well, you also had a chance to enjoy one of the biggest music events in Las Cruces history, five concerts by Garth Brooks, and you also got some one-on-one time, too.
We met them, Garth and Trisha Yearwood, at a press conference at the Pan Am Center last Friday, and they did a kind of an informal group press conference, and then afterwards, he came up to me because I happened to ask the last question, and he remembered my name, and he kind of picked up where we left off in the press conference, so I got to meet him. Needless to say, just a down-to-earth guy that you might meet in a supermarket and not think twice, you know? And same with Trisha. I mean, they're just good old people. And so I met them, but their concert, you know, whatever you think about their music, and I like a lot of it, but it's not necessarily my favorite. But he's the greatest showman I've ever seen. And the noise in that place was so much. It was almost addictive. I went Friday night to opening night. I stopped in briefly on Saturday afternoon just to kind of get a comparison. And then Sunday night, the closing night, I thought, well, what's he got left? And so I went and saw him on Sunday. So I saw 2.5 of the five shows.
You officially become a fan.
Yes, I am.
All right, good. Well, we move on to another story from the Pan Am Center. A sad story, though. We're losing our basketball coach after just one season.
Yes, and, you know, I could almost see this coming, but I didn't expect it. And the athletic director, Mario Mocha, was talking about that. He said, you know, he knows the landscape, the business landscape of intercollegiate athletics. And so he knows if his coach is going to be successful at NMSU, some other schools are going to come courting. But after one season, he didn't quite expect it to happen that quickly. And so,
We should say his name.
Yeah, Paul Weir. Paul Weir.
And he's going to be coaching the UNM Lobos.
Yes, I know it.
He'll be back at the Pan Am, but not as the being cheered on.
Yeah, Mario actually said, he was asked, is this going to really spike up the rivalry? And he said, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you got it. All right, interesting stuff. More on that in the bulletin. I'm sure a lot of you want to read about that. Also, a continuation of a series, I like this, Meet Your Firefighters.
Yes, Mike Cook, it was his idea, and he's just doing a series on individual members of the Las Cruces Fire Department. And this is the second one. We're doing it every other week. And this is the second one. And so far he's picked out a couple of members that have unique backgrounds. And this one is on Frances Gallegos, who is the only female firefighter in that department. And so it's a pretty interesting story.
All right. And finally, a ride along with the police. And this was on a DWI saturation patrol.
Yes, it was last Friday, the 7th of April. And the irony is they didn't get anybody for DWI, but just being out on a saturation patrol, they're looking for other offenses too. And it was Officer Roberto Gutierrez. And so he talked about what it was like seeing All this action from the front seat of a police car. It's a little bit different than we're used to.
Yes. Many years ago, as a young reporter, I get a chance to do that. It's one of the most memorable things that I ever had a chance to do as a reporter going. And I was in a high-speed chase, which was a little scary.
A little scary,
It sure was. Marty Racine, he is the managing editor of the Las Cruces Bulletin. Marty, always good to see you.
Good to be back. Thank you.